Hey guys, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website, portfolio, and online store. For a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code FURY at checkout. That's squarespace.com, offer code F-U-R-Y. A better web starts with your website, so head on over to Squarespace and get started now. Now, let's get the show started.
All right. Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up? I am Monet Davis.
And I am lit.
Okay.
And this is The Read.
Hey guys, welcome back to another week of the show. And I just want to say before we even get started, thanks so much, DC, for coming out on Tuesday night and partying with us. We had a great time seeing y'all. And so it was just so much fun, and I want to thank y'all for coming out and seeing the show. Toronto, we're headed your way soon, so thereadtoronto.com.
I agree.
Do you want to talk about it, or do you want to not?
You know, it's just one of those days that a girl goes through.
When I want to be all alone.
Worst day of my life. I'm high as fuck and I don't give a hoot.
All right. I think that pretty much explains it. So are you okay though? Like, do you want to talk about it to the people or nah?
So Black Excellence this week,
I'm going to take that as a nah,
is dedicated to the father on Facebook.
Oh Lord.
Apparently this young woman, this young lady, this little girl.
She's a child. She's 10.
This 10-year-old little girl has been on Facebook pretending to be 16, 17, 18 years old, talking about having boyfriends, this, that, and the third. Her daddy found out, I'm sure cut the Wi-Fi off, and put her in an airbrushed pink t-shirt that says on the front, I am 10 years old. And on the back, it says, I'm a fifth grader. And then he put her hair in barrettes and had her tall ass stand up
and
by
balls.
The door.
Yes.
And take a photo of it for Facebook. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, parenting.
This is terrible.
Doing it right. Because you know what? These little fast ass heifers out here today, they be on here just playing games. Now, she thought that because she was tall, that she was gonna, you know, she could get away with it, because hell, if she was running around here in BB or whatever the hell, the strawberry, whatever it is you girls be wearing these days, I might have thought that she was in her teens as well. She's tall. God bless
her. Yeah, she's 5'8".
Oh, but she looks like a tall 10-year-old.
She does. But she looks like a kid anyway. So if people were on the internet looking at her and really believed she was 17, there was something wrong with them, because she looked like a 10-year-old in the face.
She definitely did look like a child. But
and I think I would have been like, why do you feel like you need to be on the internet lying to boys? Like, I think that would have been my number one concern. Like, absolutely, we gonna punish you. I don't know if I would have put the pictures on Facebook, but like, that's something that, like, that airbrush t-shirt, that's something that I would have bought for her. But I would have been like, the number one question here is, why do you feel like you need to get on the internet and pretend to be older to get boys' attention? What is it? Because I know me as a parent, I done brought you up to believe better about yourself. So what's the problem here?
All I know is that's what the hell her ass gets. Fast ass, sit down somewhere.
Look
not
at
raising
you.
No fucking grandbabies. So this week,
at 10, Jesus.
This week in the segment that we are calling, Oh Girl.
Okay. I'm with it.
So, Tamika Harris.
I don't have to do this. No, because I've made my position on these people quite clear. So I feel like I don't have to speak about this anymore.
Tiny. Just so much at once. It's burdensome.
It's so much, but then it's also not enough. Like, it's insufficient at the same damn time. Like, you're giving me way too much of what I absolutely do not need.
Tiny recently confirmed that she has gotten, she calls them eye implants. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what the scientific lying ass term for this is, but apparently you can actually just have a doctor dive right into your retinas, girl, and just spread some shit around and permanently change the color of it. That's right, hood rats, and all across the globe, you no longer have to pump it down to the swap meet and drop a dime on some colored contact lenses, which I thought that was the whole fucking fun of it. Like, your eyes could be gray today, your eyes could be your natural color tomorrow, to next week you could have cheetah. You remember the like leopard, yeah, all them
that's
weird
if you're
ass.
Wearing it for fun and not because you think light eyes are prettier, which is most of y'all.
Tiny has now changed her eyeballs from, I'm assuming, a dark brown.
They were just regular brown like everybody else's.
To a glaucoma colored Nissan Quest.
Yes.
Gray thing.
If you looked at Tiny in the face right now, you would assume that she is not allowed to drive by herself or go outside without glasses or contacts. Like, she looks like she is unable to legally see. Like, her eyes look dead inside and behind. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why you would do this to yourself.
She looks like she is getting ready to cloak the X-Men jet in a bunch of clouds.
Okay. All right.
As Aurora Monroe, usually does.
Okay.
She looks like Storm. Why, of all colors?
Why? Why would you get
all the colors of the wind? You decided to pick this one, cataracts? That's
fucking
what you wanted?
Ice blue. Like, bitch, you look crazy. She looks ridiculous. She looks like a new Disney villain, like a hood rat Disney villain or some shit.
I was just getting ready to say she looks like a ghetto Elsa.
Right, yes. Like, bitch, I don't know what you was going. Like, ugh, Tiny, I want to like her.
And I don't like to bash cosmetic surgery. I just feel like if you're going to do it, be reasonable. Like, just don't go.
Don't go from a B cup to a G cup.
That's it. That's all. And even if that's what you truly want and you're comfortable with it, please don't expect for me to say anything besides you look crazy.
Right. Don't go from a Taylor Swift ass to a Serena Williams ass and sit back like the rest of us aren't going to say anything, bitch. You look crazy. Don't go from regular dark brown eyes that every other Negro in the world has to ice blue eyes that the whitest of the whites cannot achieve. Like, you look you look crazy as fuck. I don't understand that household. I truly don't. Nothing about
Tiny,
them people makes sense.
Tiny ain't even the one. Like, Tiny, honestly, she seems like if I went to a bar somewhere and she was there too and we were both ordering dark liquor and then we would talk about how niggas ain't shit and laugh our asses off and then probably, like, she seems like a cool, like, drinking buddy. Tiny seems nice. It's just these choices.
Right.
It's the decision to change your eyeballs to the color of a Chrysler 300. It's the decision to be in a car with a whole bunch of drugs and make illegal U-turns and shit with your husband fresh out of jail. It's decisions like going to visit him in prison and then jacking his dick.
just right there.
Just fresh.
He needs it, girl. He needs it.
I
don't understand shit about Tiny, but she does look like the good time friend. Like, Tiny is the friend you call when it's been a rough ass couple of weeks and you need to go out and party and take your mind off some shit. But she is not the friend you call when you have a decision to make that requires some careful consideration, because she don't make good choices. Like, it's obvious. It's evident.
Anyway, maybe at some point it will start to just, I don't know. I'm trying to make up an excuse for her, but I can't grasp. Good luck in life, sweetheart. So, speaking of changes, cosmetic changes. Bruce Jenner was recently spotted in a car.
You know what?
Apparently, Bruce just turned 65. And he was spotted in a car with a cigarette in his hand.
Like,
and
a virgin.
Lovely.
Never mind.
Lovely polished. Like a plum.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what color these
are. It's giving me
are.
like a cranberry. Like, it's seasonal like shit. Like, yeah. He said, girl, give me the autumn. Like, what's hot this fall?
Yeah.
And I...
And it's just...
So the thing is that I really thought everybody was giving him too much. I really did. Like, I was just like, y'all are being mean and transphobic and rude as shit about Bruce Jenner. But evidently, like, the people were not lying. Like, I thought it was jokes and I thought it was just, like, general internet dickheadery. But no, people were like, this turned out to be a real thing.
I can't... I'm trying to be fair. And right? Because you know what? Bruce Jenner ain't ever... done. I can't think of a single thing Bruce Jenner has ever said or done that has. I can't think of a single thing Bruce Jenner has ever said or done.
There you go. First of all.
So I have no reason to be, you know, but I can't figure out what this is about. I honestly, in my heart, I feel like this is all Kris Jenner's fault. And it's all Kris Jenner's fault because mm-hmm. she.
Mm-hmm.
puts her daughters on this pedestal and had Kim, you know, she's the breadwinner. And I feel like, you know, every time they would come home, he would have his feet up on like the ottoman, try to watch the game, and they would kick his feet off of it and like push him to the ground mm-hmm. and then change it to Lifetime or change it to E rather to, you know, make sure that whatever tips they sent out are being covered
right.
and then told him to shut the fuck up and make him a sandwich. And I just feel like, you know, like they put him in that yes. glass box, like that Sleeping Beauty box on the fucking...
That rejuvenation chamber thing?
Exactly, on their Christmas card. Rob got fat, so they said fuck him altogether.
Yeah.
I just feel like he is maybe having a moment where he feels like he needs to just be, you know, maybe temporarily cut, just so he would be validated, because I can't mm-hmm. imagine...
Well, who knows what kind of trauma he endured while in that home?
You can't blame him.
Like, God only knows what happens behind those walls when the camera's cut off. It must get really grisly in there. Like, it cannot possibly be a positive, nurturing situation. Like, eventually, them people are going to wear your fucking psyche down. So I'm not surprised that Bruce Jenner is going through some shit. I don't know if he's transitioning to womanhood or whatever, but I do know that after finally divorcing Kris Jenner and getting away from that litter of toxic children she has, like, you must be going through some shit. Like, your soul is going through a cleansing. Maybe I have no idea, but I wish him absolute best.
How the fuck is Northwest supposed to deal with any of this?
This is why she texts Blue Ivy. Like, she has to. The first time she met Blue, she was like, listen, you are gonna have to give me your iMessage, your phone number, something. Like, this has to happen because I need a lifeline to some people with some sense.
North called Blue on FaceTime and was like, girl, they have me out here in leather talking about
shit.
Finding pumpkins. Pumpkins. Girl, what? I got on a blue bandana just swooped around my damn shoulder and a black one across my face. Like, why who the fuck they think I am? The game? Blue, you need to come and get, like, she just.
Right. Like, girl, my thighs are them. Sweating out here because I'm wearing leather pants in California.
Although I do like when they dress her like in boy clothes, because I think that she just looks so cute in whatever the fuck they put in her.
She is adorable, but I don't understand her pants.
But yeah, I just
her people are weird. Like, why am I traipsing through this pumpkin patch like I'm not a rich ass bitch? Like, if somebody don't go to FreshDirect.com and order me some pumpkins, like, why am I even out here? She just looks so confused by the decisions her caregivers make all the time.
Kylie got one lip and then two lips and then two lips plus, and then your granddaddy is like your grandmother, and then you don't know who the fuck is who, and then a new baby is coming out your auntie every 2 months.
Right.
Like, it's just so much.
Every time your other auntie turn around, her ass is bigger. God only knows what them other ones is. Kendall, she don't even know where Kendall is at. Rob is unrecognizable. Like,
North's first words are probably like, what sport do you play?
I really wish she had some black family members, like, in her day-to-day life. Like, I wish Kanye would go back to wherever his people are, Chicago or Oklahoma, wherever they at, and just let her be around the black side for a while so she can chill the fuck out from them Kardashians, because them people crazy.
So, do you want a Love and Hip Hop update, or do you want to talk about sports?
Ooh, what sport?
Basketball.
Then I'm gonna go with Love and Hip Hop, because I don't want to talk about basketball right now.
Why?
Because Kevin Durant is out.
He
had surgery.
Yeah.
So I don't want to think about basketball. I just can never get Kevin and Russell healthy at the same time, like, all season. Like, why?
You lost me.
Okay, so Love and Hip Hop, what happened?
Apparently, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta is losing two castmates that go by the name of Althea East and West, whatever. Althea.
Who is this?
And Benadryl. They were on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Who the hell is Benadryl? The two niggas
that, Benzino. The two niggas that fought Stevie and...
Okay, got it.
That other one.
The only Althea I know is like nowhere near no crazy ass loving hip hop hood rats. So.
Apparently, they're trying to get rid of Benzino and Althea because they say that, you know, after that fight, they're trying to, I guess, kick them off to keep the peace or I don't know, whatever the fuck excuse. I don't give a shit. The
right. point is, I can tell.
Stevie J and Jocelyn are better for TV and ratings and so forth.
Obviously.
And if you hosts can't film together, then you just gotta go. That's what the story is today.
Okay.
But then again, who knows?
So that's why Benzino was on Twitter talking about... Did you see those tweets? I was wondering what the hell he was talking about.
Ever since Benzino on Twitter gave me his nudes, I just muted him. So I don't... There is nothing...
That was such a sad day.
It was really rough.
It looked like a Vienna sausage. He looked like a can of beer, and then his penis was just there, and it was just like it was offensive to me. I felt bad. Like, who is supposed to sleep with you? Why would anybody do this? Who would take on this endeavor? Where is your neck? Where is it at?
Benzino looks like have you ever like put your lips to like an empty water bottle and like suck the air out of it? Like an empty Zephyr Hills
you
bottle.
Ain't shit.
And it's I'm true, still though. Waiting for Jocelyn to take off that wig and reveal to the world that she's really Roger from American Dad.
Okay, so I'm going to pretend you didn't say that, and I'm going to get back to Benzino because he was tweeting about he thought y'all would want to see a real wedding and real love, and we were going to come and show y'all some new shit for season
yes,
four. And I was like, what?
But we want to see that from people that we give a shit about.
There you go. Like, it's all about,
sure, nobody care about you.
Relevance. And the fact that you are on Twitter being upset about getting cut from a reality show tells me everything I need to know about how you view yourself. Like, it's just no way you can have a decent sense of self-worth and a healthy self-esteem and be upset that you're no longer on a VH1 production. Like, those two do not go hand in hand.
Well, speaking of Love and Hip Hop, apparently, what's the other girl's name? Rich Dollars, Richard?
You know, I don't know.
This is the New York cast. Apparently, Rich Dollars, who was semi-famous, the very bottom, like the bottom of the fame, if there is, like, girl, the depths, the right. underworld.
Okay.
Rich Dollars was on that show for managing Olivia. See how that turned out.
I'm about to biz down to Olivia.
And it's just so frustrating because you know something, Olivia is very pretty. Olivia has flawless skin. Olivia has a very nice voice. It just doesn't work. I don't know what, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes an artist just do not come all the way together. Like Anne-Marie, God bless her heart.
And
it's no reason that she should not be popular as fuck, but she just ain't. You just don't have whatever it is. It's the,
Anyway, so then Rich Dollars was like Erica Mena's boyfriend, and then there were like some lesbians, and then now Bow Wow,
good
whatever.
God. Oh,
the
God.
Point is, the 43-year-old, this says music exec on this website, but girl.
Y'all be giving a lot.
That's sweet. He was double parked outside of like a burger joint in New Jersey someplace. And then when the cops, I guess, ran his tags, they realized he had a warrant out for his arrest and arrested him as soon as he came out of the burger place with the food in his hand and all. Apparently, he owes 11 grand in child support. And that's why they took his ass to jail anyway. He's since been released or whatever and said that he wanted some five guys. I don't know, whatever the fuck. But nigga, like, if your name is Rich Dollars, $5, you need to use a few of them coins. Come on. To on some Pampers. That's Huggies. It.
If your name is Rich Dollars, then I expect you to have a debt of $0. Like, you need to have nothing but worth in your life. You need to have no loans out, no nothing. You don't owe your best friend $20 for babysitting. Like, you don't owe shit on shit to anybody. Rich Dollars, much less $11,000 in child support.
If you are rich, like, if your name is Rich Dollars and you are paying child support, I'm expecting you to be dropping like another stack on there and just be like, tell that bitch to buy some shoes because I don't give a fuck. I got it. Like,
what the fuck kind of name is Rich Dollars anyway? Rich Dollars? How does that make sense?
So Drake was photographed, videotaped, storming into a strip club this week. Mm-hmm. For God knows what reason.
Strutting. Were you gonna say voguing? Because
I didn't want to, because you know that's not very nice.
But we love, I mean, we love Drake.
I love him so much. In fact, I was like almost turned on, but then I was like, girl, it's Drake. Like, he's going in there and he's gonna ask for like a Shirley Temple.
Right. Right. You know, he ain't about to go in there and bust no shit up.
So, few questions. Mm-hmm. Why did he have all of this money in his hands? Not to say that Drake having a lot of money in his hands is surprising, but if you're going to fight, put the money someplace. Like, why do you have...
What?
Are you so going to slap him with the money?
I mean, I'm assuming the cash is part of your... Like, this is your weapon, because how else are you going to fight with fistfuls of money? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, but you didn't need the money, because then you dropped it.
So why didn't you just hand it off to a bodyguard or put it in the trunk? Like, why would you even go in the club with it in the first place? And Drake, what are you really going to do inside this club?
The answer to that is nothing. But let's switch back to the money.
Okay.
Drake. Sweetheart, I love you so much. We go back like babies and pacifiers.
Mm-hmm. Old dirt dog, no lie.
If you just want to be dropping money, sweetheart, give me a ring.
Oh, a ring?
Call me up.
Oh, I thought like a here comes the bride ring. I was like, oh, really?
No, I'm going to let Drake, you know, have his weekly cycle of strippers.
Oh, you wouldn't date Drake?
All I'm saying is, okay, if Drake wants to just do whatever, if money ain't shit, just you can drop it in my P.O. box.
Ain't that it?
And then that we can just go from there. If you don't need it, if you ain't worried about it, shit, just give it to me.
Right. If you find yourself with a random surplus of cash on hand, I know of things you can do with it. Like, please don't be distressed. I have ways to help you find something to do with your money. Like, girl, come on.
And I heard one of them girls picked it up. I don't know if she even...
Strippers?
Yeah, some girl who was out on the line picked that shit up, and I don't know, like she came with them. So, God bless, girl.
She probably slid it down her bra and walked away smooth as hell. Like, listen, I came here to pay the rent, and that's what I did. Bitch, not a coach belt. Mm-hmm. She went up to Nine West and said, Drake, give me all of it.
Stop. Like, we don't need this from you. We just want for you to sing us nice songs and tell girls how pretty they are, mm-hmm, and, you know, like, tell just us your us favorite flavor warm of sherbet.
Yeah.
And all of that.
You make us want to, like, call our moms and hug puppies and things like that. Nobody needs you to pretend to be a badass, Drake. We know better.
We,
like,
don't
come
believe
on
you. Look at the nigga who was behind you getting ready to fight you too. He looked like... Like Chris Tucker and Money Talk.
Right. Like, okay, so you came first and we were supposed to be scared and this is your backup?
This is
like,
this is who you run into here
with?
This
is the muscle. Like, this is what we supposed to be threatened by? Oh, Drake, you're so adorable. Go do a soup commercial or something. Quit pretending to be a badass.
So, Keisha Cole.
Like, do we have to? Because
it's just it's continuous.
Didn't we just talk about her last week?
We talked about the bitch last night. It's just so much. I just cannot deal. It's another one. Just poor choices. Poor decisions. Just bad ideas. Just no friends. Like, nothing.
If you didn't see these videos, Keisha Cole, like, posted some shit to Instagram of her, I don't know, I guess she thought she was being seductive, Or sexy, whatever it was a badass look. And then she climbed up on this piano, or she was on this piano, and was dedicating the video to Birdman. And
she put these videos of her up on this piano
and with a random tagged, assortment of niggas in the background.
It's tagged to Birdman. Nicole Ray is playing in the background, and she's doing this like, it's like showgirls. This like, so I creep. Yeah, I just keep it on the down. I don't know what it was that she was doing, thrusting. It was very reminiscent to another person who crossed Beyonce and lost everything. It was kind of, it kind of reminded me of that Way You Love Fuck whatever video that Carrie Hilson shit.
Yeah.
What is this? This cat suit or this maxi dress or whatever the fuck it is that you got from City Trends. Who the fuck are these niggas in the back?
Right. And why are you doing this on Instagram and dedicating it to Birdman? Do you not have this nigga's phone number? Could you not iMessage him this video? Why did you have to go through the internet? Like, why did the rest of us have to be involved in this? If y'all want to do some sick, sadistic, nasty shit like fuck each other, that's fine. But don't put it in my face. Why is it up on the internet for the whole damn world to see and participate in?
I can't.
Okay.
I refuse to. I shouldn't have to. I pay my taxes. I shouldn't have to deal with this. That's what I'm saying. And for who the fuck was recording it? Why? Why, Keisha, do you just refuse to just do something right? To just make a good choice?
Mm-hmm. It's like you really just, you have no intention of ever being shit. You letting us all know that you have peaked and you are never going to do anything notable or worth talking about again. And so now you just refuse to go away gracefully, quietly into the night and spend your money and raise your baby. No, you have to perform and put on all these antics and shit shows so that everybody can see you as you crash and burn. Okay, thanks, Keisha.
I just... And over Birdman.
Birdman.
Over Birdman.
A nigga who seriously is more known for a hand rub than his fucking bars. Like, really? Like, come on. Because nobody has ever considered Birdman a good rapper.
The one thing that is undeniable about Birdman is that he is wealthy as fuck.
Yes. That is true.
And if that's it, maybe. And he's also from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans... That accent is I mean, for me personally, it's it spellbinding.
Yes.
So maybe, I don't know, maybe his diamonds have like blinded. I don't know what it is. But I know that I am also accustomed to Keisha Cole just making poor decisions.
You also can't ignore that Birdman does resemble a dingleberry. Like, he may be wealthy, but I'm hard pressed to think of a nigga uglier than Birdman. Like, he looks terrible.
I mean, I could get started, but I see what you're saying.
So, I mean, it is nothing but the money. And if it's the money, then fine. Like I said, people do all kind of nasty shit I don't need to know about. But why put it on Instagram? Y'all got a million ways to communicate, but no, you have to do it where thousands of other people can see it. I don't get that. For what?
So good luck to you, Keisha Cole, and your tour with Kroger Michelle.
No, that's going to be a mess.
Who, by the way, has revealed that her sophomore album is titled...
I don't give a shit. It's called Nobody Gives a Shit.
It is literally called Anybody Wanna Buy a Heart. That is the name.
No, it's not.
Of the album.
I'm going to Google it, and when I find out the real name,
be selling
I'm
going to
be so mad at you.
Anybody Wanna Buy a Heart.
You are lying.
So Drake had a tour that was called Would You Like a Tour?
Yes.
And that was hilarious. And I feel like, you know what, Drake, beyond everything, you are so fun and talented.
Oh, my God.
K. Michelle, Anybody Wanna Buy a Heart.
It's called Anybody Wanna Buy a Heart.
Well, I'm done. So that wraps up the old girl.
Those two were made. Like, K. Michelle and Keisha Cole were fucking made for each other. Like, that is a match in girl get the fuck heaven. Ugh, I can't stand either one of them.
Those are the girl, please, whatever the fuck
girl,
I call
girl, get the
shit.
Fucks, yes.
Yes, ma'am, goodbye.
We are going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Hey, folks, don't forget to check out our sponsors over at Audible. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/the read, you will get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. Audible is, of course, awesome. They've got more than 150,000 titles in every genre that you can possibly think of, including favorites of mine like The Mastery of Love and bestsellers like A Game of Thrones, Big Little Lies, and Gone Girl.
Yes, guys, and with Audible's great listen guarantee, you can't go wrong, because if you decide you don't like the book you choose, you have no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. Again, they have so many different features available, different apps for the iPhone, Android, and Windows phone. They have a My Library feature that lets you access your books anytime, even from your phone. So again, head on over to audiblepodcast.com/the read. You get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. You're going to love it. Like Kid Fury said, they have every genre imaginable, so head on over and find something good to read.
Yeah, it says audiblepodcast.com/the read, so go and check them out. Let us know what you're reading, and let's get back to the show. So time for listener letters.
Yes, it is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and it may just be read on the show. I'm going to start I'm going to go ahead and call this, I think this is a fake name, so I'm going to go ahead and use the name you gave, which is King. And it says, hey guys, I'm a new listener, and as I went through your various posts, there was one constant theme, and that's Beyonce. So I figured you guys would be the perfect people to ask this question. I share the same birthday with Queen Beyonce, and in my current relationship, my girlfriend made a bigger deal that it was Beyonce's birthday than it was mine. When we woke up, she wished me a happy birthday and we went to work. I get off work after she does, but when I got back home, I walked into streamers, balloons, and a cookie cake. So I smiled and felt really special until I looked at the cake and it said, happy birthday, Beyonce. My girlfriend threw a happy birthday party for Beyonce and all I got was a kiss. She even bought candles for the damn cake. I walked in the bedroom and found her watching Beyonce videos and she looked at me and said, oh, hey. My mama taught me not to call women heifers, but I damn sure was thinking that shit. My question is, am I wrong for being a little bit hurt about this? Is it okay to talk about it? If so, how do I bring it up almost 2 months later without sounding petty? Thanks.
There's something wrong with her.
Is it?
Yeah,
because as I read it, I was thinking, this is some shit I would do. Like, not seriously. Like, I wouldn't seriously have a birthday party for Beyonce and not my boo, but I might fuck with your head at first. Like, if your birthday is the same day as Beyonce's, I might act like I threw a party for Beyonce, but then I'll be like, surprise. Like, why are you looking at me like that?
Because there is something wrong with her. I may have gotten like, on Beyonce's birthday, I've never done this, but I feel like it's a good idea, and I'll probably do it next year. I may have gotten, like, an assortment of cupcakes or something and been like, happy birthday, Beyonce, because it's Beyonce's birthday, and I get to have cupcakes. Like, right. Duh.
It's like a reason to celebrate all by itself.
But if your girlfriend, like, went to the extreme...
She has streamers and balloons
for Beyonce's birthday and didn't give you shit else, I'd leave her.
Like, okay, see, I get that part. Like, it seems to me like she had too much fun with it, but then didn't follow it up with like something for him. Because I really don't see the issue with having a birthday party for Beyonce. I just think it's fucked up if you did that and then didn't do shit for your man. Because that's just disrespectful as shit. Like, he the one who actually lived with your ass and, like, be with you every damn day and put up with your shit. Beyonce don't know who you are.
That is weird. I find it very strange that she would, like, I get friends and I having, like, some balloons and cake or whatever and eating it and watching a Beyonce DVD or something like that on her birthday. Because, again, that's just an excuse to have fun and celebrate Beyonce's birthday.
It's something we probably would have done anyway.
Exactly.
Even if it wasn't her birthday.
But it's strange to me for her to have a Beyonce birthday party on your birthday and not...
And then not do shit for you. Like
that's weird.
I agree. That's strange as shit. I don't understand why you would just neglect your boyfriend on his birthday because it's Beyonce's.
See, this is why people come for Beyonce all the time now. Because, like, look, when I celebrate her and I talk about, you know, her gift of levitation and I talk about her endless amount of money and I talk about her amazing child, they can probably, you know, like... build a Benz from the ground up. Like, you know, I just, when I talk about them, I'm celebrating them because I think that they're the shit. But then there's like a line girl. Like, Beyonce does not know me.
That's true.
She doesn't know me. And there's just some shit is just like, why would you do this? Like, I'm not going to literally stab someone because they didn't know that Jay-Z and Beyonce were married.
Right. No, they're always the ones, the outliers who take it to the other level. Right. But so I don't think you should feel weird about bringing this up, because obviously it's still been bothering you since your birthday.
Like, I can't believe it's been 2 months and you haven't said anything.
I think I would definitely be like, so listen, this is going to sound real petty because I should have said something a long ass time ago, but it was fucked up how you did me on my birthday. Like, because it really was. That's not something that I would just be able to excuse if my birthday happened to be the same day as like my boo's favorite person and they had all this shit but then didn't do shit for me. I would definitely be in my feelings about it. So I say something to her.
That,
like,
bitch is crazy. She is.
You really think she's like,
and this is
like, she
why,
needs help, like mental help?
Beyonce ends up getting the heat for this because people look at this dumb shit and they're just like, that fucking Beyonce driving people crazy. No, the bitch is crazy and she likes Beyonce because why not?
Right, because everybody does. So good luck talking to your girlfriend about it. Let's move on. Our next question. I'm going to go ahead and give him a fake name. So this is from Zacharias, and it says, hi, Kifuri and Crystal. I need your advice. I'm 23 years old, and I recently accepted a position at a company with a very good salary after I was laid off for 6 months. I'm a chemical engineer, and it is harder than you would expect to find a job. The company that I work for is super small and very Christian. I mean that they have weekly prayer meetings, and the first company value is faith. They are very open about not shoving Christianity down your throat, but they make sure that everyone knows that the weekly prayer meetings are optional. Here's the problem. The annual Christmas party is coming up the beginning of December, and I'm not quite sure what to do about it. Since I'm new, I'm not really good friends with anyone within the company yet, and I don't want to show up alone. I would like to bring the boy that I've been dating for the past month, but I'm not sure how they would react if they knew I was gay. My personality is very masculine, and most people who find out I'm gay didn't guess beforehand. Should I say fuck it and let the whole... Listen, he included this, so I read it. Should I just say fuck it and let the whole company know, or continue to keep my private life private? What do you think?
What's his name? Zachary?
Zacharias. Yes.
Sure.
That's what I came up with.
Do you, boo?
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all you have to say to this man.
His problem is that what he wants to bring his bae to, like, a church to prayer.
He wants to go to the company holiday party, but he doesn't want to go alone. He's wondering if he should bring his boo, who is a boy, even though this is a private, like, small Christian company. What should he do?
Whatever the fuck he wants to do. I don't see, like, this is the thing. I just don't see the problem. If you're not, like, in the closet.
That's not how it works, though. Like, working at a small Christian company, like, that means that you don't blend in at holiday parties. Everybody knows who everybody is. And if you show up with
is really going to be a problem for you, then why are you even considering it? Like, if you feel like you bringing your boyfriend or whoever it is that you're dating to this holiday party could potentially endanger your job, then why even consider it? Like,
because
why
he doesn't
want to
go alone, but then you don't want to just... Listen, the question is, should he bring his man? Like, I don't know if he just moved or not. Maybe he said that, maybe he didn't. But I think he was just, like, conflicted about whether to bring the boyfriend and have a good time at the Christmas party, like, given the environment at work or what. Like,
okay,
is it
so
something
let me
he should
10
take
on
into
20.
Consideration?
I feel I'm always going to say do what you want. Like, I'm never going to say, oh, well, you shouldn't be comfortable and I'm never going to say that. Do whatever you're most comfortable with. If you feel like bringing a guy date to the holiday party could potentially, you know, screw things up at work or make things weird, if that's your fear, then don't bring him. It's just a party. Take somebody else. It doesn't mean that you're uncomfortable with your sexuality. It doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It just means that you don't want no bullshit at your damn job. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I felt, okay, let's say I had like a crazy cousin that just does not know when to stop drinking or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go to this holiday party alone. I'm not going to bring the cousin. It doesn't mean I don't love the cousin. It doesn't mean that I don't fuck with my family. It doesn't mean I have a problem with me. I just don't feel like that's a great idea. Am right. I making sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But I think, like, when I read this and thought about it from his perspective, like, it's already hard to be in the closet at work because people, especially at small Christian environments, love to talk to you about your family and your personal life, like who you're dating and whatever else. So I could see how being in the closet at work would already be some shit.
I would tell you, I'll tell you why I wouldn't bring him, and it has nothing to do with sexuality. It has everything to do with your business is yours. That's it. If these aren't your, like, day ones or whatever the kids call it these mm-hmm. days, if these aren't your, like, if these are your co-workers and it's going to be like a nice holiday party or whatever.
Right.
Even if it wasn't a small Christian company, you bring your date there and people are going to be in your damn business. They're going to have questions. They're going to be like, oh, so how's so-and-so? And oh, so what's up with such and such? Right. None of your goddamn business. Like, that's mm-hmm. like, you could just honestly pick someone else just off the strength of that. So nobody's asking you no questions or whispering anything, keeping your business to your motherfucking self as is. But I feel like, I mean, I understand what it is he's saying. I just don't think that it's like that big a deal. Like, if you don't bring him specifically, what?
Right. I also don't know how big of a deal it would be if you skipped it. Like, if it's the kind of thing that everybody goes
but
to.
But he wants to go and he don't want to go alone. So just bring a friend.
Okay. I mean, well, he said he didn't have very many friends. And I think he's probably worried about getting laid off or fired again after being laid off for 6 months, like being unemployed for 6 months. It sounds like that's probably a concern of his. But yeah, I would just either suck it up and go alone.
Or
I don't have
bring
no problem
him. Like,
going
so if you take him, are you planning on doing the waltz together? Are you going to tango? Are you?
I mean,
like,
I imagine most people dance.
Out
like
the shrimp.
Most
like,
people dance at holiday parties. Like, if they bring their boo, maybe not. Maybe he's just putting too much thought in.
And at the very least, if you do take him, and then some bullshit starts to go down, or they act funny with you, or what have you, sue the fuck out of their asses. Like, they can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Oh wait, it's private.
Well, but still, like, you still cannot be fired for sexual orientation. But this is not, well, I don't think you can, not federally anyway. Maybe that's a state by state decision. I don't know for sure, but I do understand being scared to come out at work because you feel like people are going to judge you or try to find ways to get rid of you. So
every job I've ever had where I worked underneath somebody, I went to work and I worked and I took my motherfucking ass home. None of them niggas knew my mama name. None of them niggas knew who I was talking to, dating, whatever. And I had gone to like some functions and potlucks, whatever the fuck we people did mm-hmm. when they clocked in, and you still didn't know my business because you don't need to.
All right. Do you want to do one more or should we move
yes.
on? Okay. So our last letter, this person, let's just call him John. He said, I recently, because his name is very unique.
Okay.
I recently moved in with a friend of 7 years because I lost my job over the summer. It was his suggestion because it would also give him a chance to save money for a new car. I was worried that it would put a strain on our friendship, but it hasn't because we work opposite schedules. There are two bathrooms and we're both clean. About a month ago, he ran into my ex at a party and brought him home for some ass. He didn't know that it was my ex until they walked in the door, and after a few minutes of awkwardness, I assured him I didn't care because I really do not care, although everyone says I should. They've gotten serious, well, as serious as you could possibly get in 1 month, and now they have sex at my ex's house, quote, out of respect for me, end quote. The problem is he always comes home skipping through the door like a kid on Christmas and wakes me up to tell me about it. And if I'm not excited for him, he accuses me of being jealous and a hater. I am neither, and he'll find out soon enough that I have absolutely nothing to be jealous of. Lord, I don't want this to turn into a thing and give him the opportunity to throw the fact that I'm living with him in my face, because if that happens, I will beat his ass. Should I just continue to suffer through his play-by-plays or move out sooner than we agreed and struggle financially to avoid confrontation? Please note that I have never been interested in hearing about any of his sexual conquests, and I never talk about mine. So why does he think I want to know now? Thanks for listening. What do you have for John?
I'd leave. Like, yeah. I would honestly figure out some way, somehow, to just get on out of there. Because, sweetheart, it's like, if it's issue enough that you're dipping and diving and munching and crunching in, you know, days of future past. Gross. But at the same time, you like you're saying that you're gonna go over there and fuck the boy or whatever mm-hmm. at his house out of respect for such and such when he has not even given you any reason. I'm sorry. You have not given him any reason to believe that you even give a fuck. Right. So it's like, out of respect, we're going to go do it over here, but I'm going to come and wake you up out your sleep. First of all, don't wake me up out of my motherfucking sleep.
Ain't that it?
Unless the house on fire, mm-hmm. someone is dying. Unless I am in danger.
Right.
You are in danger. Or someone else around us that I give a fuck about is mm-hmm. in danger.
Right.
You let me sleep.
If you wake me up, somebody better be dead or dying.
Our blue belt better be out of business, bitch, because you don't...
It better be something catastrophic. Beyonce better have announced a pregnancy, something. Do not wake me up behind no bullshit like you just got some dick. Bitch, and you get dick 4 times a week. This is not an event.
Why do you think that I give a fuck?
Do not rouse me for this.
And if you've never spoken to each other about sex before, then... Sweetheart, go part your ass down. Get the fuck
your
out of my
friend is being
house.
Weird about this. Like,
right. It's I like think he can't handle
right,
it.
Right. The fact that it's your ex is bothering him way more than it bothers you. And so maybe just sit him down and be like, so listen, sis. Like, honestly, I'm happy for you if you're happy. But you and I have never talked about sex, and I don't want to start now. Like, it has nothing to do with you and ex-boo. Y'all go on and prosper. Be happy if that's what y'all want to do. But I... don't ever want you to wake me up for a goddamn thing, much less the fact that you just got some ass. Like, that is nowhere near the list of priorities. Don't ever wake me up behind that shit.
That's really all she wrote.
Yeah. So if you have a question, send it to asktheread@gmail.com, and we are going to be right back.
Hey guys, don't forget to check out our other sponsors at Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy create your own professional website, portfolio, and or online store. Yes, that's right. Squarespace is the website that we have used mm-hmm. to design and create thisistheread.com. It's extremely easy, simple as hell to use. The designs are beautiful. You can drag and drop, which makes it much easier to get stuff done. So for a free trial and 10% off, visit squarespace.com and enter offer code FURY, that's F-U-R-Y, at checkout. A better web starts with your website.
It does. You guys, Squarespace is so simple and easy. It is just like ridiculously easy to use. I know if I can do it, y'all can surely do it. The plans start at $8 a month, and they include a free domain name if you sign up for a year. There's an online store option so that you can build your own online store and sell your goods and services there if you need to do. It's drag and drop content with 24/7 live support through chat and email. So again, head on over to squarespace.com and use offer code FURY for a free trial and 10% off. That is offer code FURY at squarespace.com.
And let's get back.
All right. It is time for the reads.
It's time for the reads.
And how do you feel about that? Do you want me to go first, or would you like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So.
Oh, Lord.
It's about that time again this year, Halloween. Costumes and things.
Yes.
So if you haven't seen lately, there have been a lot of ridiculous people who thought that it was a good idea, a funny idea, maybe a scary idea, to dress up as Ray Rice and or Jhené Rice. If you don't know, Ray Rice is the football player who recently got exposed for beating his wife and dragging her out of an elevator. They're still together, miraculously.
Unbelievably.
And so this Halloween has seen loads of white people on Instagram in Ray Rice jerseys, some with inflatable black dolls, some with actual girlfriends and wives.
Oh my God.
In blackface. As this couple. So, I'm not even going to touch on those adults. First of all, they're all ugly. Every one of them.
All of them.
Which says a lot. I'm not even going to get started on blackface and how every single Halloween we have to continue to tell white folk that it's not a good idea. It's never a good idea. Stop going to Macy's and buying up all of the Matchmaster damn foundation.
It doesn't have to happen.
And spreading it across yourself. Stop buying the ebony body paint from Party City or whatever it is that you're doing. It's not funny. It's not like, look at that white couple that was Beyonce and Jay-Z on the run. Did you see that photo?
I did.
No paint anywhere.
If your costume is good enough, you just don't need the bullshit.
But catch this. All you had to do was put on the jersey. It says Rice on the back. You could have literally put the jersey on, and that would have been, we all would have known who you were, because it says the nigga's name right there on the garment. I don't want to talk about the adults. I want to talk about this one instance in particular with a child. Woo. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a little white boy on someone's Instagram. Apparently his parents dressed him up as Ray Rice, and then it looks like they just like crunched up a bunch of Oreos and just smothered it across his face. Like, they didn't even like spend the dime. So you cheap, mm-hmm, and you ignorant, mm-hmm, and racist,
yes,
and misogynist. Like, there's just like
probably homophobic too. Like, probably you just throw homophobic. That in there. Probably so.
And you hate your own children.
Yes.
So, race aside, like, I'm not even gonna get into this blackface thing because we do it every year, and girl, it's tired. You, like, at this point, if you are in blackface, you're just racist and you're okay with it. Like, you're acknowledging that it's offensive, you know that it bothers people, and you do it anyway. One white man had just like covered himself up in paint and then put on an Afro wig and like some gold chains. Like, Ray Rice ain't even got that. Is like, you just went there. Yeah. So at this point, I'm not even addressing you because what's the point? Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the fact that you would cut your children's opportunity for like sense,
right,
completely off. The fact that you would just steal the chance of being a good person from your child. Like, why would parents? There was one couple that had done the same costume, and like, their son was the one who posted it up there on Instagram with some shit like hashtag hit a bitch or something like that. There was another lady who was dressed up as Janae Rice with her two kids, mm-hmm, who thankfully had on regular ass costumes. But, and then her hashtag was something like domestic violence isn't funny. Then what the fuck are you doing, dumbass? You idiot. But the parents who would, that little boy don't know nothing about domestic violence. Right. Like, he's in a place in his life where you should be instilling wisdom in him and letting him know that that shit is heinous. It's unacceptable. That you, as a boy, need to know that you have to respect women. And that because this person is female doesn't mean that you could, like, aside from the fact that it's tacky, it's not funny. If you get down to the root of it, like, I can't even be like, oh, poor Janae Rice, because she's still with him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's shit like this that makes domestic violence, another crime against women, it just throws it completely out the window. It's the reason why women who are abused don't fucking say anything to anybody, because they gonna get beat up and then you gonna dress up as them on Halloween and laugh at their asses. Right. Like, you as a grown ass adult to do that, it just means you're ignorant. There's at that point, there's nothing left. There's no saving you. You just gonna be a dumbass, and we're just gonna have to fight against that energy. But for you to put your child,
that's what I don't get.
For you to pass your ignorance on to your child before they even get a chance, and had like this little black baby doll. Fuck you. Fuck you so hard. Fuck you with a sour pickle on Tuesday.
Okay.
And the club won't go up. I'm done.
Okay. I don't get that. Like, ugh, I don't even want to get started because that shit pissed me off so bad when I saw it. Like, people are just, whatever it is about Halloween, y'all just love to let your racist, ignorant asses show. And it's like every year, girl, every year. But my read actually is about Halloween too this week. Last week, someone wrote a letter to Dear Prudence, which is like a modern day version of Dear Abby, mm-hmm. on Slate.com, and mentioned that she is extremely wealthy and lives in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the entire country. And there are billionaires and actors and actresses a couple of blocks away from her. But she just lives with, you know, lawyers and doctors, the poor of the wealthy. Okay. And every year, when they are setting up for Halloween and trick-or-treating, she notices that there are an influx of poor children in the neighborhood, kids who she says clearly are not from the area, and she feels like this is wrong, and people should stay in their own neighborhoods on Halloween, and she wants to know, is she just being cheap, and she should hand over the extra $20 and buy some extra candy, or is this right? Like, she said that they pay enough in taxes for social services, and so she doesn't see why she should have to pay extra on Halloween. Now listen here, you stingy ass bitch. It's a lot of things rich people complain about that I just do not fucking understand, but bitch, Halloween, they are children. It's something wrong with your spirit. It's something fucked up in your heart and soul if you are looking at children on Halloween and thinking those kids look too poor to come to my door. Like, bitch, it's honest to God something wrong with you. Like, you need to sit down and have a conversation with Jesus about why you are a fucked up individual, because they are babies. What do you propose to do instead when you see a child not from the neighborhood say no, take your poor ass back home, no candy for you, and slam the door in their face? Like, really? Are you that, you're that rich, but you can't take your ass down to Sam's Club or Walmart or whatever the fuck and spend an extra $3 on a bag of candy for kids on fucking Halloween? Do you think it makes more sense to screen every child at your door and make sure they're rich enough to deserve the free candy you're handing out? Like, bitch, do you hear yourself? Do you honestly hear yourself? Do you hear the arguments you are making and think for half a second you make any fucking sense? Candy on Halloween is the cheapest shit. Candy is already cheap as fuck. You trying to tell me it's gonna break the bank for people in the one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the country to go get an extra bag of Snickers?
Catch it, $20.
Like, girl, really? This is what you have to worry about. This is how I know y'all don't have no real goddamn problems, because this has been keeping you up at night. This bothered you so much that you wrote an email to somebody on a huge ass website asking for help with this dilemma. Like, this is the problem in your life. Should I spend an extra $20, which $20 rain in my home? Like, they're nothing. I find a stack of 20s and it's nothing, bitch. Like, it's $20 is nothing to you. But should you spend that money because you already spend enough in social services? Fuck you, ma'am, bitch. It's something so goddamn wrong with you. And I just truly hope that one day you can see yourself and realize how rancid of a motherfucker you are. Because there's something wrong with people who look at kids on Halloween and think, oh, well, those kids are too fucking poor and don't need to be in my neighborhood, so fuck them. They don't get a mini Skittles bag this year. Like, really, bitch? This is what's on your mind. This is what concerns you about Halloween. I understand if you like, listen, I don't like children and I don't like Halloween and or I don't like Halloween, so I don't participate in that bullshit. Fine. Fucking turn off your porch light, lock the door, don't give out no candy to nobody if that's how you feel. But if you are gonna go through and sort through the children and decide which ones deserve your 3-cent piece of candy and which ones don't, just don't participate at all. Stingy ass, rude ass bitch.
I feel like it's as simple as that.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? They are kids. And then I said something about this on Twitter, and people were like, oh, well, my cousins feel that same way. Like, regular ass people who work all day in a cubicle and bring home $43,000 a year really feel like children from poor neighborhoods should not come trick or treat. There's something wrong with all of y'all. It's fucking candy.
It's candy. It's candy. Like, it's candy.
You act like Halloween is for going around and getting home loans or some shit. It is candy. Like, really? What the fuck is wrong with y'all? You have a problem with poor kids getting candy on Halloween? Isn't Halloween for candy? Isn't that what y'all...
Do you have a problem with poor people getting a turkey leg on Thanksgiving? What?
Do you have a problem with poor kids getting presents on Christmas? Do you have a problem with poor kids being happy? They don't deserve it because their parents didn't do XYZ good enough in
your
eyes?
Food drives? What's the problem?
Especially if you have it to spare.
That's the word. It's like, it's classism. Woo! It's just the idea that because I have this and I have such and such and you don't, I'm better than you.
Right.
And you're not going to have any, even though you're just a child who is probably so excited to dress up as a Power Ranger or whatever and run around
late
and get candy and pick out, you know, their favorite ones. Like, it's literally just a moment where kids who don't know no better just get to go around and get free candy.
Right.
And you as a grown ass adult individual who has more than enough money to spend
more than enough
on $15 at Party City gets you enough candy, like, I swear to God, for like a whole evening.
Like,
you couldn't spend 30 with your rich ass who lives down the street from actors and who lives in whatever with lawyers and doctors.
Lavish mansions and shit.
You couldn't spend a 50 on a bunch of candy for some kids, like, poor, what is the problem with poor kids having candy on Halloween? What the fuck is wrong with people?
That's not even your pumpkin spice latte budget in a single week, but you begrudging poor kids some fucking Halloween candy. It's something wrong with you.
Were they asking to move into? They wanted to like have a bonfire in your backyard after?
Were you afraid the poverty was gonna rub off on you? Did you think it was gonna be a rebellion of poor people coming with like fucking pitchforks and torches to burn down the rich neighborhoods in protest of not having any candy? Like, really? Really? Fuck y'all.
So fuck y'all.
And that's my read this week. So.
Well, that wraps up the reads.
It does.
Speaking of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Although we haven't said anything positive about it in this episode, I'm having a Halloween party tomorrow.
Yay!
Trilloween Part 2. Tomorrow in Brooklyn. If you haven't gotten tickets yet, there may still be tickets left on trilloween.com. It's going to be so much fun. So let's make Halloween. And, you know, I purposely call it Trilloween just so it's not like Halloween. Okay, no, that's corny. It doesn't work.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a Halloween party, but it's going to be unlimited Hennessy, unlimited Grand Marnier.
Sponsored by Hennessy. That was all you had to say. Like, this party is going to be everything. I cannot wait. I have
it's
my costume.
Be very much house party styled. Red cups and things,
mm-hmm.
You know, nice and cute. My girl Naima Supreme is going to do a performance. We're going to be giving away prizes for good costumes and ratchet music.
Yes.
And hood hop.
It's just going to be a good time. So, yes, trilloween.com for your tickets. Also, don't forget, we will be coming to Toronto on November 15th at the Randolph Academy for the Performing Arts. Tickets are available at thereedtoronto.com. And we will also be in New Orleans on December 13th, thereednola.com for those tickets. Again, thanks so much, DC. We had a great time with you guys on Tuesday. And, oh my goodness, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read. Check thisistheread.com for bios and every show and where we'll be and all the other great information. And that's it from me.
Apparently, K. Michelle's album title was inspired by a Meek Mill song.
Okay, so that's enough of your bullshit. I'm ready to go.
What a buzzard.
Like, she is just a lost fucking cause. Useless.
So my acronym for this week is FTWDAMFS.
What the fuck is that?
Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit.
All right, we will see y'all next week.